day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
I like this, the sentiment of this song. This trip and the information and the connections with people over here is a gift for me, certainly, and hopefully it comes across as a gift for you. During this season of the year, I think it's important to be in the Holy Land. A lot of things. Jennifer, what's the Facebook angle today? I forgot to ask you that earlier.
We're talking about Jennifer's holiday parties.
Ah, and what are we asking and what are we getting?
People are having holiday parties this year. I don't know if that's a good indicator for the economy, but it seems like the holiday party may be coming back.
I was reading a number of articles in various newspapers that I had on the plane about how much better business was, people going back to work. A lot of it is seasonal, for sure, but it's really a good sign. We ought to feel good about it. Let's feel good. All those in favor of feeling good, raise your hand. Say hi.
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 In a moment, we're going to meet Jake T. Austin, who is in the series Wizards of Waverly Place, which is a big popular Disney show. But he's also in this new movie coming out, New Year's Eve, which is on the heels of Valentine's Day from last year. Same kind of flick with some of the same people in it. So that'd be kind of cool. We'll meet him in a few minutes. Right now, I would like to help you help yourself to beauty and grace. Richie, I bet you didn't think about that when you put on Fountain of Youth, that serum on your face.
No.
Think about beauty.
That's the last thing I thought it was going to do for me, is make me graceful.
Well, it's your features. There's a way of thinking about your features and whether or not they're graceful or not. I think you can do a lot with your own. People who have a lot to work with. You have a lot to work with. Jennifer has a lot to work with. I think I have a lot to work with. A lot of times people don't pay attention to how they look. And it's not difficult to keep yourself looking your best, which is what really we all want. Sometimes people spend a lot of money and they don't really get their money's worth. I saw a woman on the plane coming over here from New York who had a horrible, oh my God, what a mess her face was. Horrible facelift. And I think those people, why don't they just take advantage of the things that are around, like this new Fountain of Youth? Clinically proven technology that increases skin hydration by 90% and thus reduces wrinkles by 2/3. You can get a free jar of this by going online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day. They will send you a free bottle of this serum. It will do amazing things. If you're in your 30s or older, you ought to have this and put it on your face at least once a day. I'm doing it morning and night now. You can, you know, it'll do more if you use it more. And there's about a month's supply in each bottle. No fragrance, no odor, no mess, no stick, no nothing. Put it on your face from your hands, but you'll not know it's been on your hands, and you won't even know it's been on your face until you take the success story pictures. Take a picture of your face the day you start, and then 2 weeks later, another picture. 2 weeks after that, watch as you see your face improve. Fountain of Youth. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looked so smart. This week at OfficeMax, save up to $50 on Kodak Hero all-in-one printers. This week only at OfficeMax. Valid through Saturday, December 10th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The annual discounted item must be a Vita Rosa valued item purchase. Exclusions apply. This is Toys R Us discount.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick?
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, it's 13 and a half past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I are going to meet, and so are you, more importantly, Jake T. Austin, who's in the Emmy-winning series Wizards of Waverly Place, very popular Walt Disney show. He's also in New Year's Eve, which is another one of those romantic comedies. It will premiere, I think, Friday, Richie, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Yep.
He's got Sarah Jessica Parker in this. Halle Berry's in the movie. Jake is playing opposite Abigail Breslin. And, Jake, I understand you are 17, 18 years old. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 17, actually.
You actually 17. Just turned 17 on Saturday, didn't you, Jake?
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Very
it's Rich's birthday, birthday, too.
Yeah, it's a great birthday. It's my birthday, too, buddy.
Oh,
very
nice.
Good birthday.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you first thought acting would be cool?
I was about 9 or 10 was when I started auditioning.
Did your mother and father say, this would be wonderful, Jake, why don't you take a look at it? Or did you say, Mommy, 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 I want to be an actor when I grow up?
It wasn't really either of those. I just kept going to the same place, you know, just doing scenes and like every Saturday, just acting and stuff. And I got into like a program where I got introduced to a lot of different people. So it was more, you know, me wanting to go back and my parents just saying, okay, well, you can keep doing it if you want.
You a kid, you grew up in Los Angeles? Around all
this? No, in New York.
Oh, did you? All right. Well, you can find plenty of it in New York as well. So as you've come along, how have you handled your educational requirements and friendships and things like that? Because when you become popular, like some of the kids are in the Mouseketeers, the Mickey Mouse Club, some of them have gone down a good street, some of them not such a good street, and they are about the same age as you when they get started, I think, right?
It's all about the relationships with your family. If, you know, you have a tight-knit relationship and security with who you are, then I think regardless how successful you are, you're still going to be the same person. Yeah, it's just important to keep those relationships in your life, you know, good.
Let me ask it in a different way. And then I want Richie and Jennifer to chime in. I'm aware of what has happened and maybe mentioning some of the youngsters who have been in the Mickey Mouse Club over the years and they've right. gone on to become successful. Lindsay Lohan is a contrast to Britney Spears and Jake, what's his name now? Jake,
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, but some of these kids are not doing well. Others of them have become the breadwinners of the family. Miley Cyrus is an example of a kid who really can't handle it, and the way she treats her family belies who she really is. So how do you keep, now that you're making some serious dough, how are you keeping things in perspective? I'm thinking also that kid that's on 2.5 Men who's making like $800,000 a year or something.
Yeah, well, first off, I could say both of those actors you brought up, I'm not even close to that. That
kind of money. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know them personally, so I can't really speak on their behalf. But I know that from my family, hard work pays off, and you know, just if you treat people around you good, you know. Regardless who it is, you just generate positive energy and you know, show up 10 minutes early and just do your job well. Then
smart
good things
kid.
Happen to you.
That's my kid. Yeah, good
really
for
hard
you.
Work and yeah. professional.
Yeah, show up, do your job, shut up, and get out.
So I have to ask you a question about
when
about
you volunteer
the
information, you start spewing, and then exactly.
That's when things show up on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's got a million. This kid's got a million Twitter followers, Richie.
Do you really? Jake, I'm connected with you.
A lot of them are girls, too, I'm going to just tell you right now.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Jake, tell us about the movie, because what is the difference between Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve? Because both are very similar. Are there some of the same characters involved, or how does it work?
Yeah, they're both romantic comedies, and they both are obviously made by the same director, Gary Marshall. New Year's Eve is more of a film that incorporates different elements, I think. It's got so many different diversities and different situations, from love, you know, to dramatic stuff and, you know, funny situations as well. So the film just has a spectrum of differences in it. And I think Valentine's Day is all kind of the same tone, you know, and the same feeling. You can see throw people through a loophole, you know, I think it'll keep people guessing. So I hope the film does that. I hope the film inspires people to, you know, have a good New Year's.
This is Ashton Kutcher's in it as well from the other one. Are there any other folks who were in that original one that are in this one?
In the original one, I know of Jessica Biel.
Good, she's in it. That's good.
Hector Elizondo.
Good. Yeah,
there's a couple others that maybe I don't know.
De Niro's in this, and Josh Duhamel. I mean, what's it like walking around the set? There's like 15 brand name Hollywood stars. That's got to be a real pinch of reality when you walk on the set and you see all of these people.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard to say. Well, it's not hard to say, but you know, it's hard to believe that all of them are really just normal people. And you know, when you work with so many A-listers like that, you'd expect like a hectic environment. But we all met like for the first time in the same room yesterday. So everyone was really nice, really, really.
So
well.
you did all your shooting separately, which is what happens in lots of movies. You have your call time, and somebody else got another call time, and they put it all together. So you just saw the movie for the first time yesterday. Then is that it?
No, I'm seeing it for the first time today, actually, later.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, but all of you were together yesterday.
I can't wait. I want to see, you know, how it turned out.
Hey, do me a favor. Give Sofia Vergara a big hug for me, will you?
Yes, I will.
New Year's Eve, romantic comedy opening this Friday. Jake T. Austin is in it, with lots of other great stars. Thank you, Jake, and make sure that your career goes as well as you move forward as it has.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Goes on. You're doing all kinds of things. So you've been looking at pretty ladies.
I got introduced to what's new in ladies lingerie today, and I got to tell you, hey Doug, you got to get with it, baby. You got to know what's going on with your woman.
Well, I need to find me a good woman first, Reed.
You got to find a good woman first. Well, that's your problem. You know what I mean, Doug?
Yeah.
There's only so much I could do for you.
Joke time on Good Day. Let's go to the late night show.
The woman who said she had a 13-year affair with Herman Cain now says that while they were having sex, she used to daydream about what to buy at the grocery store. She said that, yeah. When he heard this, Cain said, "You see, even during sex, I stimulate the economy."
Not surprisingly, Herman Cain suspended his presidential campaign. He made the announcement on Saturday. He brought his wife with him, so apparently couldn't find a date. I guess he used up all his 999 lives. Yeah, that was it. Well, you know, he thought... Hey! Herman Cain thought he could win, but ironically, the closest Cain came to being in the White House was spending the night at Ginger White's house. That was the closest he got.
Oh, how about this? Herman Cain, remember Herman Cain? Herman Cain was on the show. He suspended his campaign.
Yeah.
He suspended, yeah. But he... He has asked the Secret Service if they could continue to provide him protection, at least until his wife cools off.
All right, so that's the end of Herman Cain from the Conan, Leno, and Letterman shows the other night. And now we'll reach into last night, Jennifer, with the same repertoire from Conan, Leno, and Letterman.
No, but Christmas is coming up very soon.
Yeah.
And celebrities are even getting in the spirit. True story, earlier today, just a couple hours ago, Lady Gaga visited the White House. Did you know that? Lady Gaga was in the White House. Yeah, there was an awkward moment when Michelle Obama thanked her for the toaster, and Lady Gaga said, "That's my hat."
And NASA recently discovered of a new Earth-like planet that is 600 light years away. According to NASA, this entire planet is capable of supporting life, except for one polluted area of the planet they call New Jersey. But other than that, there's one area near Port Elizabeth, right around there. But here's the amazing part. Here's the really amazing part, even on this other planet, this faraway planet, the voters there aren't crazy about Mitt Romney either. He had just 25%. He just can't get over 25%.
Hey, whoa. I think finally some good news. The astronomers have found another planet Earth. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Yep. It's just like this planet. It's a little bit bigger, and the temperature is a comfortable average 72 degrees, almost identical to Earth. One difference, there are fewer Dwayne Reeds, but other than that, it's... some more bad news, that Earth is also broke. But you know, the good thing, this new super Earth is only 600 light years away. Yeah, if there's traffic, 700.
I tell you, the idea of another planet, how many times, this reminds me of how difficult it is sometimes to get things across, new ideas across, and people say, no, 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 not possible. A lot of people who literally believe the Bible, shall we say, or other things, just some scientific report. We were talking, I think it was Monday, about Darwin and the theory of evolution, and how I think I said to Richie, Jennifer, the History Channel had over the weekend a one-hour show which basically doesn't dismiss...
Proves your point.
But basically does suggest that my point about us coming from other planets is legit. And the fact that we think egotistically we're the only one out of millions, if not billions and billions of planets that has life on it is folly. It's foolishness. So anyway, some food for thought here. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Twitter announced a massive redesign that hopes to make Twitter less confusing for new users. The new design simplifies Twitter's features by consolidating them into separate categories. Downloading Twitter's new mobile app will give you early web access to the new design. In other news, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found that the number of people texting while driving has doubled since last year. Despite state efforts banning the practice, 20% of drivers admitted to sending messages while driving. Last year, over 3,000 deaths were attributed to distracted driving. And finally, if you catch yourself watching television or movies and asking what else that actor has been in, Hulu's newest feature will save you from guessing. By activating the face match feature, you can hover over an actor's face and find out who they are and what else they've been in. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess, and the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
You have a dream? We can help make it a reality. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with a simple, straightforward approach. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Because I'm sooner or later going to show up. Michael says, okay, here we go. I'm in the other room. Well, I'm in the outer green room talking to these people. In the meantime, another sort of lighter aspect to this time of year is what we're doing every day at this time, the Christmas star of the day. And our star today is Frank Schaffner, Jennifer, who has a new record company called Rehits Records. It's a new independent record label dedicated to current-sounding cover versions of classic songs. Here is Frank Schaffner doing Ave Maria. Schaffner, the brains behind it, and here he has singer Larissa Ness singing a very contemporary version of Ave Maria. What do you think of Ave Maria, Jennifer?
I like it. It's different. It's really different from anything you've heard before. It starts with that fast modern beat and then this beautiful voice. Wow.
Yeah. So, Frank Schaffner, welcome to Good Day. Are you basically a, in terms of music, are you an arranger? You have an orchestra. How have you, I mean, you run this record company, but what's been your background? Because the record company is new.
Yes, that's right, Doug. Basically, I was working for several years in different aspects of music. And then my main training was theory composition is what my degree was in. And then I began doing arranging, which I would write strings and horns for to go on in recordings. So that was my main background. And it became clear that eventually, you know, I wanted to do my own thing. Because typically an arranger relies on being hired by different artists, producers, or what have you, relies on other people that, you know, you have to keep looking for the next gig, and you don't really have a lot of control over that. Well, I wanted to have a little more control over what the music I was. I like pop music, and wanted to try to do more things that I had more of an interest in, and so that's what I'm doing with Rehits Records.
So you actually started as a band leader, working with a band, and you were providing music for pretty upscale events in Los Angeles area, right?
I was working with Clark Keane Orchestras and Horace Hyde Orchestras. These are society orchestras that play in Beverly Hills and just really high-end social events where they need music. And they would be doing, they would have different size groups that they would book, and up to and including big bands. There was a lot of big band music that was popular, still is. And but then he wanted me to do more contemporary top 40 hits off the radio for his organization, so they could you know, be playing the happening music at these events. So that's what I was doing for them.
So you're an arranger, then, somebody who takes the scores or charts, and this is a fascinating thing, and I don't want to get too technical necessarily, but I've always been, as an aside, if you'll follow with me for a minute, I've always been fascinated with how, I have a little musical background. I went to Heidelberg University in Northwest Ohio, a great music department there, and when you introduced yourself and said where you'd been trained, we had a lot of people that went through Heidelberg that are trained that way, and but I never really understood how scores are charted. I don't get, you know, you used to listen to Frank Sinatra or any of these big people talk about who did the arrangement for whoever it was that, whether it was Nelson Riddle or back, you know, even back further into the days where the big bands were really successful, even today, because this music is becoming resurgently popular again. And it must be because we can take some of the music and make it applicable to the sound that people like today. Michael Bublé certainly comes to mind, and Harry Connick Jr. have done a great job. Brian Setzer, you can think about some of these people who brought back some of that music, or at least that sound. And they do it through the use of people like you who can hear the music. They, you know what it sounded like, and then you twist it or fix it so that and I don't understand how you do that. How does that happen? How does your mind work that you can hear a translation of the music and you can put it down on a piece of paper?
Well, that's a good question, Doug. It does. You have to know the instruments. You have to know their ranges. So I know that a trumpet can play a high C. It's kind of getting at the top of their range. So you have to understand typically what musicians are comfortable playing and what the top ends and the low ends of their ranges are, those types of things. You have to know the transpositions of all the instruments. So a trumpet's in B-flat, so you write it. It's not in the same key as a violin. So these are technical things. But you take somebody
but
like...
But you've got to be able to hear it. Don't you have to be able to hear it? You've got to have a mind that can hear what that instrument's going to sound like when you find that note.
That's right. You do have to imagine what the full orchestra sound is going to be after you get all those instruments playing what you want them to play. And, you know, a guy like Quincy Jones is one of my idols. And he started out arranging for Frank Sinatra, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And yet today he came all the way forward and was doing Michael Jackson. So he did the Thriller album. So these are talents that are useful in all kinds of music today, and it's one of the things I like to do.
Maybe one of the acknowledgments here, not to spend too much time on it, but when you consider there are eight notes on the scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that's it. And from those eight notes, we hit sharps and flats, and we have all these various instruments, and we can do the electronic stuff, but it's still so basic. It gets down to those eight notes, and when you listen to the volumes of music that have been created by the geniuses of Bach and Beethoven and Mozart and the classical era, and then the music that has been popular for, you know, whenever you go back to the history of our country, and music was an important part of our westward expansion and things that were popular around the turn of the last century and through the mid period. It just the bread. I'm in Jerusalem this week, and the kind of music, I was invited to go to a show tonight put on by an Israeli musician, in addition to wanting to go to this other thing that we were talking about. And I've watched some of their music on television, and it has a whole different flavor. It sounds, you know, Middle Eastern, as it should. But again, the variety that comes from those eight notes, I don't mean to belabor, it just fascinates me that we can get all of that out of those eight notes.
Well, it is amazing. And of course, today, besides the traditional orchestral instruments, the key is the different sounds that they make. So today we're getting more into an electronic age, so you're starting to hear a lot of people are working with synthesizers and stuff. So you can, and to me, I like to combine the older orchestral instruments, trumpets or what have you, with the newer electronic sounds. And it's just another part of the palette that you can work with as an arranger.
Yeah, it's very, very clever, and you do a great job, and you're to be congratulated. This Rehits Records does acknowledge that there are new ways of people downloading music, having access to music. More people can become stars. You can help create people's careers that otherwise might not have a chance if they didn't get to the big fat guy in the corner office smoking a cigar. He didn't like your music. You were done. Now
exactly.
We have a chance. I mean, that's really what this is. You're giving people a chance. Good for you. So here's what, we'll spend a minute here. The most recent hit, you reimaged a version of the Duran Duran song New Moon on Monday, which features the singer, is it Sayana Blue, is that her name?
Well, you know, Doug, that was a nom de plume, and I can reveal for the first time to your audience that it's actually Tracy Bonham. She was a singer that had she had a hit, Mother Mother, in the 90s, and so she's still working today, touring, and she's doing very well. And so
that's cool. I was
really happy to work with her, and the producer on that one was Anthony Resta, so they're phenomenal people.
All right, so those of you who are interested in the version of Ave Maria or some of the new Christmas music or some of this other music that's been reimaged, you'll go to rehits.com. It's case-sensitive, capital R-E, capital H-I-T-Z.com for music like you heard the Ave Maria tune and this one, New Moon on Monday. Frank Schaffner, congratulations and thanks for being here on Your Day.
The lizard mixture with your dance on the evening tide. You got me coming up with answers, all of which I deny. Said it again, but could I please rephrase it? Maybe I can catch a ride.
To acknowledge, if Ricky were here, he'd probably get excited about this too. Some of these new singers that do great things. Well, it is different, and you like to have the inspiration of the of people who've been around a while, like Schaffner. He knows the business, so he knows what's going to work and what isn't going to work. And that, then you go into it with sort of a leg up when you're trying to do these sorts of things in the new way. So anyway, thanks to him and congratulations.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I, happy to have with us now Captain Eitan Buchman. Am I Buchman or am I pronouncing Buchman?
Either way. Yeah.
I want to ask you before we get into a conversation of why you're here in uniform and what your story is. According to the Jewish calendar, what is Tishrei or Nisan?
I know that they're Jewish months.
Yep.
I could tell you about when they come out, beyond that.
All right, about when they come out. When about are they?
I would guess that Tishrei comes out to be probably September-ish, September, October.
Well, it depends on when does the Jewish calendar begin?
It's
September, isn't it?
That's right. It starts September, October. It's a lunar calendar, so it's a little bit complicated.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Tishrei is the first month.
That's right.
Nisan is the second month, apparently. Or they can sometimes they're both considered
the same. I think Nisan is the eighth month.
The eighth month.
That's right.
Is it? Okay.
A good milestone would be Tishrei is when the Jewish New Year comes out. That comes out about September, October.
And that's the Jewish holidays.
That's right. And Nisan is Passover, closer to Easter.
All right. So you came over here in the ninth grade. Your family moved over here from Chicago.
Right.
Why did they come over here?
My family have always been very connected to Israel. They used to drag us out here on vacation all the time.
Doesn't sound like it's very pleasant if they dragged
you.
Well,
in the beginning, you know, I mean, when you're leaving, it would inevitably be whenever the Bulls were playing in the playoffs, and that's not a time that anybody wants to leave Chicago.
You're now a captain in the Israeli Defense Force.
That's right.
And you went into the service when? At what point in your life did you decide, okay, I want to go in the military here?
Well, the IDF has a mandatory draft, so most people...
When you were in an Israeli... You have both passports, I'm assuming.
That's right.
Passport American,
yep.
By the way. So you didn't have to join, but you, as an American, unless you were wearing the Israeli stripes, and then you have to?
It's the natural progression for most people who grow up here. You know, you end up feeling pretty committed towards the country. I would say there's a huge cultural element to it. You grow up with it. You grow up with the uniforms around you, and it feels a little bit militant at first.
Yeah.
You're a little bit surprised.
Here.
To see, that's right.
Yeah.
You're a little bit surprised to
much
see
more militaristic
walk,
than America.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a little bit surprised to see people walking around with guns until you realize...
The first time I came over here, which was 2000, I was extraordinarily taken back. Because when you get off the plane, AK-47s everywhere pointing at you.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't see that today when I got off the plane.
Now, we've gotten much better about it.
You hide them somewhere.
Yeah, we've gotten a little bit more subtle.
I know. It wasn't subtle at all the first time I came over here. So what did you think the first time? How old were you? Your very first visit here was at what age?
I came here first in third grade. I was blown away.
Really?
I grew up in a PBS household. We didn't really get to play around with guns.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, we gave a soldier was hitchhiking a ride. He had a gun with him. I spent the entire time just staring at it.
Really?
And I remember before he got out, he looked at me, took out a bullet from the gun, and flipped it over to me. And I think my parents weren't so happy about it, but I was...
You still got the bullet?
I still got the bullet.
Have you?
Yeah. I was blown away by it. It was amazing. I was terrified to fly with that. I mean, I was flying with the bullet. Thinking about it now is
crazy. Yeah. So you then went through, you came over here in the ninth grade, you went through high school here.
That's right.
And then you went to school where, college after that?
Well, generally, Israelis go to army before they go to university.
Oh, they do?
That's right.
Oh.
I got the army to send me to university.
Uh-huh. So you can do that here as well as in the States.
Yeah, you can do that here. Take advantage of as much as you can. You know, it works everywhere.
Yeah.
So I studied psychology and international relations at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. While most of my friends were in the army, which was also an interesting contrast.
Right, I would think.
It also happened to be during the Second Lebanon War in 2006. So it was very, very strange knowing that your friends are out there in a battlefield and you're sitting there, you know, focusing on textbooks and cute girls sitting next to you.
Did you lose any of your friends?
I have some close friends who were hurt. I haven't lost anybody, but, you know, in Israel, it's a very tight-knit community. You always know somebody who has.
What did your parents say when you said, I want to do this? What did they say to you?
On one hand, they were thrilled, you know, mm-hmm. that I wasn't taking part in active combat duty. They were very, very happy about that.
But, I mean, just put the uniform on. Where did they think it was going to take you? Once you put the uniform on, we're serious about it.
Right. Well, I mean, parents like their kids when they get to positions that they can brag about to their friends. So I think they were pretty happy that I was going out to be an officer.
So you went through school and then became an officer. That was sort of a normal matriculation into...
Exactly. It fast-tracks you to officer's training course.
Right. So then what's it been like as an officer in the Israeli army, as an American kid?
It's completely polarized. It's a very, very, very emotional experience. I can say that when the officer's training school that's down south, we spent 6 months there finishing the course. And when you're standing there on...
You're on the border of Egypt down there, aren't you?
We're not so far. It's kind of in the middle. Yeah, southern Israel is pretty big.
Yeah, spread out.
Pretty big by our standards.
Right.
Not pretty big, that was part
of the land that was taken in the 67 war, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Down there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And later given in Sinai, and that was later given back afterwards as part of the peace treaty.
Yeah.
So just standing there in the parade ground, you know, looking at the Israeli flags flapping in the wind, it's interesting because you stare at it and you realize that you're a part of that, and it's really, really nice being part of that.
How would your life have been different if you'd stayed in Chicago, do you think?
I think it would have divorced a pretty important element of who I am right now, just like this emotional kind of personality buildup. You gain a degree of maturity living in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think
you expose at a very young age to some things.
May I say it this way? And I thought that I remember the first person I ever met in the military was a young woman who was probably 21, maybe. And she said to me that she grew up extraordinarily fast going in. She thought her friends did as well who went in. I think that being in fear all the time teaches that. Will you stay with us a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
All right, we have Captain Eitan Bruckman here. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Past the hour.
Rich made it funny.
Rich yeah, did make it funny.
You know, but you waste your funnies. Nobody heard
when
the
we're
funny.
Off the air.
So now,
I know.
If we set it up on the air,
we weren't talking
it
about it on
the same
air.
Zunk as this does. All right. Richie and Jennifer and Doug, Captain Eitan Bruckman. Eitan. It's E-Y-T-A-N. Could be Eitan or Eitan.
Go either way.
No, I want to do Eitan. Yeah, I understand. So you're in the Israeli Defense Force. They have what? They have Army. What are the different branches of the service here in Israel?
We have Army, Air Force, Navy. You know, those are the three standards.
So you get all your planes from us. You get all of the ships from us. What else?
We get things from all over.
Oh, do you really? Yeah, Where else do you get stuff
it's
from?
It's a lot of technology.
You can't have any Russian guns in the Israeli.
None that I'm aware of.
No. Where do you get guns? Where do you get other, ordnance?
Well, there were recently reports in the media. You know, this is the guy
who's not going to fess up to it on his own.
Ready. There were recently reports in the media about us buying submarines from Germany.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. We cooperate with a lot of countries around the world.
Israelis are buying German submarines. What is there that's folly about? That just seems... It's like the most... prominent
BMW logo
in this country, Volkswagens and Mercedes.
I drove here in a Volkswagen. I'll admit it right now.
Most common cars. And I remember, do you know who Uri Geller? Most Israelis know who Uri Geller
absolutely.
Is. Okay. So Uri is a very close friend of mine. And I remember going to a wedding with him in England once. And we got out of his car, which was a Jaguar, and we're looking around the parking lot. He says, "Look at all these Jews driving these damn German cars." And I sort of laughed. When I looked around, there was a parking lot full, and he said it with disgust and disdain in his voice. It wasn't funny. He was disgusted that the Jews were buying German cars. I said, "Uri, it's been 60 years. What are you worried
but there
about?
Is that, I mean, we have the same thing here. If you get older World War II vets, they will be not found dead inside a Toyota or a Honda.
No, right. Or a German, or a Volkswagen.
Or a Volkswagen.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
it's interesting. In Israel, most 12th graders go out at some point during the year to Poland for a week.
Poland.
Yeah, to Poland. That's right. It's together with the Ministry of Education.
They go to the tour of the
concentration camps.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of Jewish history.
Yeah.
And it gives you a little bit of perspective.
I have not been. Have you?
Yes, I was there in 12th grade, and it was.
And what is? How did it?
It's such a strange experience. I mean, a little bit closer to home right now, as far as somebody in the IDF. A couple of years ago, the IDF started a program where they would send
Israeli
off.
Defense
yeah,
Force,
exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, the Israel Defense Forces.
Okay.
Where we would send officers a couple of times a year to tour the concentration camps in uniform.
Mm.
And about 8 years ago, the commander of the Air Force decided to arrange a flyover. It was very, very emotional, having Israeli Air Force planes fly over Auschwitz-Birkenau.
Do you have any relatives?
Most of my relatives got out in time.
They did.
But I'm standing there, and if you watch the airplanes fly over in the videos, you can see the survivors who are there really closing a circle.
Yeah. What does a captain in the Israeli Defense Force do?
I mostly flash my rings to girls to try to impress them.
Yeah, George and Jennifer. Yeah.
I know.
And
I
was, it's the same thing around.
And by the way,
that's funny. I flash to impress people too.
Most of the women in my life that I have loved have been Jewish. For whatever reason, the exception of my former wife and now deceased, I have at least four very serious relationships I've had with Jewish women. And they weren't Israeli women, but the Israeli women are very, very attractive.
No comment.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Don't creep people out on your first date.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say go any further. They're just very attractive, that's all. And leave it to that. So anyway.
What does a captain do? I started my service in foreign affairs.
Uh-huh.
I worked together with foreign military diplomats in Israel and the Israeli ones overseas. And after that, I kind of wanted to crack out and get a little bit more towards the media. I wanted to try to use my language skills and my background to try to connect with people a little bit more. So right now I'm the head of the North American media desk for the IDF. I'm basically the point of contact for any media outlets, U.S. media outlets or Canadian media outlets.
We've got about a minute left. Journalists, when they come here, really have a clue, or they have ideas, but do they really know?
Some of them come prepared. And my job is to make sure that even if they came in ignorant, they leave knowing their stuff.
Yeah. I was taken back when I went to one of the posts. Maybe I ought to do that with you while I'm here this week. I went into an encampment, and it was really, again, all kids.
Yeah.
And they just have they're just with it, man. They're really with it. It's amazing. It's a lot different than the American services anyway. Well, your story is a good story. Captain Eitan Buchman, originally from Chicago, now living here in Israel and is a captain in the Israeli Army. You got a good story. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to have you here. 51, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Past the hour, Richie.
Ready for cold.